Hey Odyssey fans, I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine.
And I'm Bob, senior editor with Plugged In. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
In a minute, we'll have the second half of our interview with David Griffin.
But first, we need to remind our listeners about the ACTS contest. We've been getting a lot of submissions from fans who are serving around the country, but we know there are a lot more of you busy serving who haven't sent in your video.
And it's easy to enter the contest. You shoot a video of yourself answering two questions. The first is how you serve your family, your community, and your world. And the second one is, why would you like to be an Adventures in Odyssey ambassador?
That video can be up to 2 minutes long, and the deadline to submit is August 16th.
And the prizes are awesome. They include a copy of Album 57, a personal call from Chris Anthony, and a mission-based adventure trip to Costa Rica. If you want to enter, you still have time, but don't delay, because you know, August is going to be here before you know it.
And in other news, Jesse will be joining me on the July 11th official Plugged In podcast. We'll be talking about what's new in entertainment, including the movie Despicable Me 2.
I can't wait. It's always fun to be with you on another podcast.
We'll also talk a little more about the ACTS contest, so you won't want to miss that. Again, it's the official Plugged In podcast, and you can find links on our website or at PluggedIn.com.
And now, let's get back to our conversation with David Griffin, the voice of Jimmy Barkley. You know, if you didn't hear part one, you can check it out online.
David had some great stories about growing up on Odyssey, working in the studio, and going through his teenage years.
We're going to jump into the middle of the conversation. David was talking about when his time as a main character came to an end as the Barkley family moved out of Odyssey.
Here we go.
Jump ahead to Pocumberry Falls, RFD, and that's where the Barkleys moved away. Was that especially difficult to record because you probably knew that was going to be your last show for a while, right?
It was really hard to record. Up until that point, Odyssey had been a very regular part of my life. And it was something that I got to do on a semi-regular basis. It was something I kind of make the comparison that kids, you know, they discover a deep love for athletics in school. They're good at sports or they're really good at music. And for me, it was acting. And Adventures in Odyssey was the main outlet for that at that time, other than the theater work I was doing. And so it was always something I probably took for granted. When the voice changed, I thought I wasn't going to get to do it anymore. And then when they kept me on, I kept thinking, oh, well, great, we can ride this out for forever. And so when it became clear, when I showed up that day and I read the script, I was just devastated. Mm. And like, wow, the ride is over. This is it. I think it was I probably spent a lot of time trying to not cry or to not show anybody how much it bothered me and it upset me, but I was very, very sad that this was, you know, this group of people who have become a family to me over, you know, a decade. I wasn't going to get to see them anymore. And I think that that episode, the Pocumberry episodes, I both wanted them to be over as fast as possible because it was so painful, and I also didn't want them to end.
Is it time already?
Uh-huh. The movers are here.
Yeah, they're early. Well, never mind, Jimmy. Could you get that?
Sure, Dad.
Well, Stuart, the movers are here, and we need to get them started. Then we're going over to Wits End for a big farewell party. Everybody will be there, I think. Tom and Jack pulled it together.
I think Connie and Eugene helped.
Well, anyway, Jason said he thought the whole town is coming out for it, so I guess we better go.
To say goodbye to Odyssey.
And hello to Pocumberry Falls.
Once we finished that last page, you know, it's the long car ride home, and that there ends the journey. And I think for me, that was a very, very hard thing to go through.
Well, no, that's a very poignant and very honest answer. How about, you know, one of your more recent shows, The Triangled Web? And I think you got paired up again with the actors who played Lucy, Jack, and Kurt.
Okay, now!
Wow!
Strike up the band, Jimmy!
Okay, you guys are funny.
And a one, two!
Oh, those guys!
Releasing the dogs!
Okay, well, maybe simple is a little overrated.
The lawn's on fire! The lawn's on fire! Who's got a fire extinguisher?
Who were supposed to bring that?
I knew that.
So, did having all you guys together again lead to a lot of reminiscing?
Yeah, it was fun to jump back into old patterns. I think that's the thing with The Triangled Web and with Living in the Gray. Both of those experiences were it had been a long time since I had had the opportunity to get to play in the world of Jimmy Barkley again.
Well, this looks like my table.
What? Hey, Jimmy!
Hey, Dad.
Son, how are you?
See you. Connie, you haven't changed a bit.
I'm going to have to see some ID. You couldn't possibly be Jimmy Barkley.
I'm sorry to say it, but it's me.
You look so tall. And what's hairy?
Oh, well, you know, you like the goatee there, yeah?
Okay, now I know I'm really old. I'm supposed to babysit Jimmy Barkley, not comment on his facial hair.
This is the first time I've seen it.
The Living in the Gray episodes and then the Triangle Web, the nice thing about that was that I was able to see Jenny and Dom, and it was very much like a family reunion.
We're friends forever, right, guys?
Right.
You bet.
Always.
Yeah.
Chris Anthony showed up and brought apple pie.
I love it.
It was, I think it was something that was very, it was something we were all aware of because here were, you know, these young kids, that, and we all remember each other from childhood, and now we're in our late 20s and 30s and married and have kids, and the next phase of life is happening, but it was an opportunity to jump in again and to play and have that fun, and I enjoy those experiences very much.
Oh, for sure. Now, you know, what does your fan base tell you as far as online or maybe when you've got to meet people in person? I mean, I know you're out here for the 20th. And is there any maybe touching moment that stands out in your mind?
Yeah, I just had a moment recently where we were told that a fan on one of the fan forums, he had just been in a severe accident and lost both of his sisters. Mm. And I sent him a message, and he sent me back a message that was very touching about how much Adventures in Odyssey meant to him and his sisters. And I think moments like that really catch you off guard. At the 20th, I had a young girl share with me that the episode Someone to Watch Over Me had helped her get through her grandmother's death, that she had been listening to that episode when she got the news. And, man, that's some heavy stuff.
Yeah.
And know that you got the privilege to be a part of something that resonated so deeply with another human. And I think that's the beauty of art in general, but that's something that's very unique and special about Adventures in Odyssey, is that I constantly find the relationship that fans have of this show is it's something very deep and very personal. And there's so many wonderful episodes that teach kids how to get through certain situations in life that it's something very powerful to them. And I think it's a testament to what this show has always tried to do and be. And the integrity that the show has leads to these kinds of interactions where it just means so much. You know, I've heard people tell me that they've made choices on where they were going to go to college because of listening to Adventures in Odyssey. When I spoke to a young girl who was ill, she shared with me that her favorite episode was Karen. And that was something that helped her, you know, work through this amazing challenge that she had to deal with in her life of having a terminal illness. So I think there's many examples that really just kind of, they get you and they hit your heart and they hit your gut and you just sit there and you say, wow, you know, thank you, Lord, but still, wow, mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, David, we have a 3-part episode coming up in the next album that is going to, I think, have that kind of an impact on people as well. And I just want to say thank you to you because I remember the 20th and I remember how accessible you were to fans. And it puts you in a position to hear more of those stories. I know that, you know, I imagine that amongst the cast, there's a tremendous appreciation for what Odyssey means to people. But I think you perhaps more than others have put yourself out there in a way that you're hearing back.
Thank you.
You mentioned, David, how Adventures in Odyssey really got you interested in acting professionally. So what are some other projects that you've worked on in the past, and maybe what are some other jobs you've had besides acting?
I'll start with other jobs besides acting. I was a professional juggler for a while. I was a DJ All of my jobs somehow ended up with some type of entertainment or performance. I was a tour guide. I was a performer at Disneyland. That's where I met my wife. And I worked in a sandwich shop at one point for about 2 months until I realized that you really weren't acting in a sandwich shop. So I had to, you know, kind of step aside. But the Odyssey was my first experience on the professional level, and it was just something that clicked and felt very right to me. You know, this is what I love. And so most of what I've been doing for the last decade, ever since then, is a lot of theater work, a lot of years spent studying the craft and getting more serious into that, some independent film projects. Film is my new love and the medium that I aspire to. But I'm working on some new projects of my own, one of which is an audio series.
Yeah, we heard about that. What can you tell us about it? Is it anything like Adventures in Odyssey?
It's a love letter to my time on Adventures in Odyssey. It's called Edwin and the Orbs. It's a series from the future, and it's about time travel. And it's something that I think Adventures in Odyssey fans will very much enjoy. It's good, clean fun. And probably you're going to find some of my friends from the Adventures in Odyssey experience making appearances from time to time. And for anybody who's interested, check us out on Facebook, edwinandtheorbs.com. We will be having some announcements here in the next few weeks. And anyone who's interested, thank you.
Hey, that's very cool.
That sounds great.
And Dave, I just want to thank you for coming onto the podcast and just sharing your experiences and really, you know, bringing back really why people love Jimmy Barkley is because it, you know, you brought that character to life and it was a part of you. And I think your heart showed in that character and it showed in our interview today. So thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you for letting me come back and play from time to time. And I do love to reminisce. And I just want to say, you know, to the fans how grateful I am for the love that they've shared with me of the show, of the character, that they enjoy the interactions. And, you know, I got to do something that I loved for as long as I did because so many fans over the years have listened. And interacting with them, it's just my way of saying thank you and giving that love back. So thanks for having me, and keep listening to Jimmy.
All right.
Thanks, David.
And write in some letters so we can bring Jimmy back, right?
There we go. I love it. All right. Thanks a lot, David.
Thank you.
I had a lot of fun talking with David, you know, and learning more about his time on Adventures in Odyssey.
Yeah, it was great to have him on the podcast again.
Well, that's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Visit us online at witsend.org/podcast or call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. And while you're on the website, don't forget to submit your video for the ACTS contest. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day's an adventure.